I'll promise you again, I love this one.
Hi, Enter. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good?
Good, huh? Yeah.
Awesome. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with Maria. And so she does a wonderful job, you know, going over the basics. But she wanted me to, in fact, go over pricing and details with you. So I'm just grabbing some notes. And I wanted to ask, was there any questions that you perhaps have for me, like as far as where we do the placement or even questions about how this all works? Anything I can answer?
Pretty much how it works and why are you guys calling me and how do you guys find my information and also why are you guys trying to sell me things?
Yeah. So first foremost.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So first and foremost, our company is Local Splash. What we are, Edgar, is a Google channel partner. Okay.
Okay.
So when we have a listing, and I'm talking about in the local map section of Google, when a listing becomes available, okay, depending on the category and where it's located, our representatives are given a list of potential businesses that might qualify for the position, okay? So the qualifications is that you have some online presence, but that you're not on the first page of Google, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that you have, you know, that you're providing a quality service as well as, most importantly, you got to be able to take on more new business, even for a type of program like this to make sense for you. Because if you can't handle more work, then, I mean, why would you be listed there, right?
Yeah.
So we reached out because you don't have a whole lot of online presence, right? There's a couple of little directories that I did find, like one's called Bizipedia, Manta. And those directories could have been either when you got some type of registration for the business or an LLC because you kind of wind up on those. But then also when I scroll further down, there's also a listing that came up and I don't even know if this is new or current or not, but it used to be called Home Advisor. I think they call it Angie's now or Powered by Angie's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have some online presence. You're just not on the first page of Google. And so that's why we were reaching out. Does that kind of clarify a little bit more? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically what we're doing is we're just trying to find a company to fill in this position, not just to fill it in, but also to help a company to expand their business and have that exposure, okay? You know, with being listed on Google, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to be inundated with a bunch of calls and jobs, right? It's going to be like a steady flow, and there will be calls coming directly to you. But I wanted to ask you, Edgar, do you have the ability, you know, to handle more business here and there?
Right now, yes, because I really don't have any, but right now I don't have the ability to pay the fee.
Okay, so the finances, right? I mean, you're open to taking that work, but financially, cause I think you mentioned
right now,
you're very new.
Right now, I cannot take anything financially because...
Okay.
Everything that I've been paying for,
like
I paid for annual leads, but I haven't been paying for, like I just got, pretty much I wasn't able to get my money refund and I got scammed through annual leads.
Oh no.
And then so right now I've been dealing like a bad rep through them, but, I've already measured, two jobs, so I'm just waiting for them.
Okay.
Call me back and get some money, like pretty much get some work from Angie. And
yeah,
but I would like more work, but like I said, right now if it's advertising and stuff, I can't afford that right now. Like
and
I
appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate you sharing that with me, Edgar. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to generate another bill for you, right? I would always want you to look at this as being an investment in your company. Okay.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, I would go over with you just a package for something for you to know, right? even if it's not something that you can do now, but since we're on the phone, why not discuss it? So this way you know what your options would be, right? Even if it were to be in the future, okay? Strictly painting is all you do, correct? Interior computer?
Yes, for right now, I want to focus on one thing, yes.
Okay. And then is it both residential and commercial work that you're open to or more residential?
If I do commercial, then I would have to be licensed. Right now, I am not licensed. I only have my INN.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And then I know no website. Do you even use Facebook at all? You ever go on Facebook?
Yeah. And I need to advertise myself through there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you some tips on that too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But basically, you know, what I would have offered you to get started with would be our Platinum package, because the Platinum package, it includes the Google and Facebook marketing. So it's not just listing your company on Google where you have that profile. So when someone's looking up a painting contractor, or interior painting, exterior painting, painter near me, that they see that profile come up on Google, right? And they call you directly. But we also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps. We also do Facebook advertising. So when someone's doing a search on Google for your service, let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, your ad is going to pop up on their page. So it's like that reminder for them that they were looking for a painter. And that ad, we can make it unique, okay, to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or even location. So as soon as they would click on that ad, they call you. All right? Now, we also include a website, okay, that we would build, host, and maintain, and we attach it where you're listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. So anytime that someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can also find you listed. So it like pretty much covers all of your bases. This package would be offered to you at a new in business rate, and basically you would be looking at $299 a month. That's a fixed flat rate, okay? So you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. It's that same flat rate. No matter how long you're with us, it is not a contract. We ask you, stick it out with us for 3 months. What we call it is a 3-month verbal agreement. You can cancel at any time, okay? But this would be direct calls that would come to you from this type of a program, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm sorry that you kind of had that tough time with Angie's. It sounds like as long as you get them on the phone, right? Edgar, you're able, like you're probably good at closing the job, right? As long as you got them on the phone. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I get 3 estimates and, right now, like I said, I'm just waiting on. They were going to call 2 more behind me, but I don't know if they're going to go with the other people. I'm pretty sure more confident that they're going to call me back, but who knows, you know, the competition right now is really high. I charge $3. I charge $3 a square foot, and that's what I always tell my clients, but I always charge, when I charge that $3 a square foot, it comes included, like, I literally saw a job that was just a bathroom in the kitchen, and I told the guy $560, and I have a feeling everybody's going to charge him around $650 to $7, but then they're going to try to round it around $8. That's what I told them. Cause I just told them, like, I work for myself. I'm pretty much self-employed, but like I said, right now, the $299 flat is kind of expensive. I would love to do it, but get more work, but I'm not going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, no. And again, and I understand that, but, you know, and this is, I know right now it's not something you can do, but also consider this too, you know? And just again, something to keep in mind. I'm not here to pressure you. That's not my job. Okay?
No, you're good.
Let you know what your options are. But always consider this, Edgar. What is it really costing you not being on Google, right? Lost opportunity, lost sales, you know, lost calls. So, you know, hopefully you can generate enough revenue and then eventually take on an option like this, you know, because I think it would be beneficial for you. But right now, that in the position that you're in, you know what I mean? It just makes it really tough, right?
Yeah.
And with Angie's, I think you're committed for a year. Is that correct?
I think so, something like that. And then
such
you have to pay
you have to pay
like a $35 fee to cancel out.
It's 35%. I was just talking to someone last week that told me they were paying Angie $750 a month. They were having super bad experience. They were super upset when I was talking with them, but the gentleman had, he was with them for 2 months. He was trying to cancel him, and they basically told him he had to pay 35% of the remaining months that were left. So if he was paying $750 a month, times that by the 10 months that are left, $7,500, 35% of that he had to pay to cancel them. And he's like, and he basically told me in Spanish, you know what, Nadine, I have no choice but to stick it out with them because I don't have that money to pay to cancel it. So mejor, like you said, come up with the $750 monthly and hope that I get something out of it. I was like, I felt really bad for him, but, you know.
Uno aprende así, ¿no?
I know, but ojalá que así no pase contigo, you know what I mean? Stay positive, stay competitive with your prices, you're doing great. Listen, Dios va a abrir puertas, right? He's going to open the right doors for you. I will send you, Edgar, my contact information. I'll send you my 877 number. You know, if anything changes, I mean, you're always welcome to call me, and I'll honor the price that I gave you. It's just knowing if we have that available position, okay? As long as I have an open spot available in your category there in your area, I'm more than happy to work with you. If we don't have a spot open yet, then know this, that we'll always keep you on a list. So if something were to ever open back up, then we would want to try to reach back out to you again. Okay?
So, entonces, ¿por qué lo que hacen ustedes, lo más hacen una cuenta por el Google para ayudar?
No.
Okay.
Because the page, the program that I was offering you wasn't just listing you on Google. It would list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, it includes Facebook advertising, it also includes a website, okay? And then we cover Monday.
I wish I would have known about this one before Angie. I didn't even know this one.
I know. Well, you know what? In all honesty, para ser sincera contigo, Edgar, apenas se abrió la posición y por esa razón estamos llamando en la área to find a company that's a good fit to fill the position. Otherwise, I would have called you last week if I had it available last week. But it just opened up this morning.
Cuando hay un posición así, ¿qué significa? ¿Por qué hay un posición abierto?
Significa que la persona que estaba en ese lugar, right?
Uh-huh.
Mayoría del tiempo es porque se movieron de la área y se tienen que verificar en la nueva área. Hay muchas veces que se abre una posición porque vendieron el negocio, y ahora el nuevo dueño del negocio ya tiene su propio marketing in place. So no, they don't want to inherit what the previous owner had. Y hay veces que uno se retira, right? They retire and so a position opens up. They never tell us specifically why it opened, but that's usually the time when a position is available.
Venden la compañía o algo así. Okay,
yeah. Porque hay veces que, como había un señor que vendió su negocio, ¿no? Pero el nuevo dueño ya tenía su propio marketing que tenía anterior con una empresa que él tenía antes. So, él no quería tomar el marketing que tenía el previous owner. So, you know, we're not going to continue, you know, basically no one's going to continue marketing a business if they already have someone else that's going to do it for them because they purchased the company.
Yeah. You know? Y si yo agarro esto, ¿en qué me ayudaría? ¿En qué aspecto?
Le va a poner en la primera página presencia de Google, porque cuando una persona busca tus servicios, no te van a buscar por el nombre de tu empresa, porque si no te conocen, no. ¿Cómo te van a hallar? Te van a buscar por el servicio que estás ofreciendo. So, como por ejemplo, mejor es contratador de pintura cercana a mí, right? Interior pintura. Exterior painting. Hay muchos diferentes modos que uno hace la búsqueda en el Google por un servicio que necesita. Cuando hagan esa búsqueda, le va a aparecer la mapa de Google, la que lleva los globos rojos, right? Pero abajo de la mapa, ahí es donde van a ver un listado de perfiles en donde van a ver, donde pueden cliquear a llamar a esa empresa directamente, donde pueden cliquear, por ejemplo, a ver el sitio de web o hasta agarrar direcciones si estaban buscando como un restaurante, right? Like, if you've ever looked up, you know, let's say, for example, Italian restaurant near me, well, you could get directions to that restaurant. It's the same thing. If someone's looking for a painter, it's the same way that you would search to look up for a restaurant near you. Okay?
It just matters about the ratings, ¿verdad? The ratings y todo.
The ratings is a little bit of a factor porque imagínate, una persona que no te conoce por nombre, que lea un reseña que han dejado uno que usó sus servicios, right? Tú vas a abrir otra puerta de familiar y amigos de ellos que ahora te van a conocer porque solo leyeron un review que le dejaron de tu servicio. So, it's like, como uno dijera, the modern day word of mouth. Okay?
Sí.
It's the way people refer online. So, reviews are helpful because it's going to get people to want to call you because they read about the services that you offered that person that left the review without them even knowing who you really are. You know what I mean? So, we encourage it and we help you with getting reviews because on Google, you want more reviews. Okay.
Sí.
Okay. I sent you my text with my contact information. So, you know, if anything changes, you're always welcome to call me. And then we just look at availability. Okay, Edgar? But I thank you so much.
Está bien. Muchas gracias. I'll think about it, you know?
Yeah. It's something to think about. I don't want you thinking tampoco que todo pasa en un noche, right? Porque no es que mañana quiere decir que ya estás publicado en Google, porque sí toma tiempo. Como por ejemplo, de 5 a 7 días ya estuvieras publicado en los directorios, ¿okay?
Sí.
Eso también le pueden generar llamadas. De 7 a 14 días ya está publicado su sitio de web y también las campañas de Facebook, en donde también le pueden generar llamadas. Pero siempre lo que digo yo, lo que está escrito en los términos y condiciones de nosotros, que la primera página presencia en la sección de la mapa, y eso es con verificándole por Google, creando la perfil, optimizándola, right, optimizing it, y manteniéndolo en esa primera página, siempre te voy a dar el horario de 60 a 90 días, aunque sea que muchas veces yo sí aviso que ha pasado más pronto, ¿no? Prefería darle yo ese horario porque cuando tú veas que pasa más pronto, más contento tú vas a estar, right? You'll be more happier. But I have to give you that timeline, no matter what. So I would never want you to think que ya para mañana, you know, you're on the first page. You know, it's going to take time. But with the directories and the website and everything else, we get that done a lot faster because we know that it's important for you to get those calls as quickly as you can, okay? So that's how it would all work, okay? But Edgar, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I wish you all the best with the new business. And I mean, hopefully maybe one day we can assist you, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, de nada, you have a beautiful weekend, okay? Take care.
Igualmente.
All righty. Igualmente. Bye.
Hasta luego. Bye.